Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade Mornings for Toyota. Certainty is a great feeling. Search Toyota Certified. And for Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL. The Morning Rewind for Pazload Tools. Only Pazload have been number one since 1986.
Thanks for your company. Time now for the Trade Rewind for Pazload. BJ, we're going to have a look at the Western Bulldogs. So we had a close look at the D's yesterday off the back of their superb victory on Saturday night. Let's go to the other side of the field and speak about the Western Bulldogs and what they did 12 months ago, just to reflect where we sit right now to see some of those decisions and whether they did pay off or not. So as I read these out, the Dogs traded out its future third round pick for Mitch Hannon. The Bulldogs brought in Steph Martin, which was part of a three-way trade. The Bulldogs traded out Lachie Young to North Melbourne as part of that. And of course, the Adam Treloar joined the football club along with 2 second round and 1 third round picks. And the Dogs gave away its first round pick along with 2 future second rounders. The Dogs were also able to keep Josh Kelly, who we spoke a lot about this time last year, who did request a trade to Essendon. And it's been reported that Dunkley is now set to recommit to the football club beyond next year, Beach. There's a little bit in that. So they lose Hannon. They bring in Steph Martin. They lose Lachie Young.
They get Hannon.
Yep. Get Steph Martin, lose Lachie Young, bring in Adam Treloar, and are able to ultimately keep Josh Dunkley 12 months on, and now he's about to recommit.
That's a win.
Win, win, win.
Mitch Hannon had a great game in the prelim, was quiet, but I think he had filled a role that they needed him to fill.
Yeah.
And they were very specific in targeting him, weren't they?
Yep. And the other bit that they did on the back of all of that, they needed to get enough points, so they had to move a few picks along the way to get ultimately Jamara Ugal-Hagen as well.
Which I was going to bring in. So then they get Jamara. So they, last year was, I think it was well known though, that they came out of it and they were the big winners out of this trade period. Adam Treloar, pick 14.
Can I ask about Adam Treloar?
Future round two, when are those futures?
I'm assuming it's this year.
This year or next?
I haven't got all of those details just yet, but I'm assuming that it'll loop into this year. What did you make of Adam Treloar's year as a whole?
His first 8 weeks, I think, before he got injured was... They were outstanding. They were the best midfield in the competition. The chemistry, it looked like they had a short period of time to prepare and it was all kind of working. Everyone was playing well. Josh Dunkley then gets injured his shoulder. That mix changes for the back end of the year. Treloar, Dunkley come back into the team late. Then their form coming into the finals was probably the worst of any team / midfield.
Yep.
Out of those top eight teams. So there was big question marks. And then had a quiet prelim final. That's fine. Everyone's capable of doing that. But I thought his back end of the elimination final against Essendon is outstanding.
And also keeping in mind the Pies are paying a bit of his wage along the way as well.
So, yeah, win-win. And then his prelim that second quarter, he and Bont took control. They kicked 2 goals each, got the back of the game. His first half was outstanding. And like the rest of the Bulldogs, or most of the Bulldogs team and his teammates were really poor in the second half. So it's been a massive win. And it's only going to get better, right, with another preseason. Josh Dunkley recommitting, so they've got another preseason to work it out, how it all works. Treloar, who's found himself a little bit more half forward, so how does he evolve his game in that position? How does he impact the game? How does Dunkley fit in? They're all gonna find their feet and become more comfortable in their positioning.
Yeah.
And their role they need to play within the team with another preseason under their belt.
We've just received a tweet at Trade Radio. This is from Ashley Moore, who brings in this same conversation. If I were at the Western Bulldogs, I would target Jeremy Howe. He's an elite defender still, Beach, with excellent kicking and, of course, marking. Decision-making is A-grade too. Is that something that they need across the half-back line?
Caleb Daniels, the distributor. Johannesson got pushed out of there.
Bailey Dale, all Australian.
Bailey Dale, sorry. There you go. So... probably just the only thing they're missing is probably that pure intercept player, but I think they've got everything's pretty solid. They're a grand final kind of backline. Do you know what I mean? They made a grand final, so
my one would be more of a key defender to support Alex Key. Yeah, Cordy was there. Gardner's missed out on an opportunity, and it's not like we're speaking about these guys.
You threw up Talia.
Yeah, Talia, and yesterday. I only threw that up as a conversation to say, well, if they're not where they want to be right now, what could be a point of difference? Is it Talia as more of that lockdown, knowing that Keith does a similar role, maybe allow someone else to be a little bit more roll-off, proactive sort of position? But I think Bailey Dale's done that this year. Got no issue with that. You got Hayden Crozier sitting in the wings, still waiting for an opportunity.
Dre's locked out. I don't think Dale's more that indecisive. Like, he's a great distributor. Like, love what he's...
Taylor Dre.
No, he's more of a lockdown, I'm saying, or smalls. But Bailey Dale and Caleb Daniel in particular, just more distributors. Provide that bounce. More Caleb because of his decision-making and kicking, particularly inside 40 metres. So that's the only thing they're really missing is that intercept kind of play off that high half forward, as you know, make really smart decisions, reads the ball really well. So
I don't think they've been exposed, though, much this year in that space.
No, that's the thing. It's not a massive need, but if you said we can get Jeremy Howe for not much, I think they'd say, yep, thank you.